the book Hebrews, part 55. I'm Professor Hannes Redenis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Meaning that the word is carried out throughout the world in different parts, in other countries, where people have been reached with the revelation and the revelation of the names above all other names. That which was concealed, that which were closed up, have been revealed by the Ruach HaKodesh and the grace of Yahweh El Elohim. So people is doing studies throughout the world in the revelation names of Yahushua. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or have a question, or just want to share something, it's the international number +27 for South Africa, WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are very, 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 very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we're busy with, as also our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, share it with them. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or notepad and a pen ready to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are very welcome. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are to continue. We left off yesterday morning, verse 22. And Yahweh Almighty said, "Behold, the man, that is Adam, is become as one of us, to know good and evil." To know good and evil. "And now, lest he," that's Adam, "put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." So, this is figurative speech. Up till today, through new birth in Yahushua, we have become part heirs, co-heirs of every promise that was given unto Yahushua. That does not make us gods or Elohims. It makes us co-heirs as kings, sons and priests of Yahweh. Now, if only Adam had put forth his hand and also took of the tree of life. Who is the tree of life? Yahushua. What is Yahushua? He is Christ. So if Adam would have taken or touched the tree of life, Yahushua, explored him, he could have received Christ. But he didn't. Because this was all part of the redemption plan that Yahweh had for Yahushua later in life, later in time. And that happened 2,000 years ago when he was born in a stable as a human. The King of Kings and the Master of all, hallelujah, Yahushua. If you would only take and eat of it, eat means to consume. What do? We eat the bread of life. Do we see a bread in front of us? No. We consume the living word. And that causes us to live forever. So what Adam missed in the Garden of Eden, through the grace of Yahushua, his crucifixion, his death, burial and resurrection, and ascending into heaven, we today are doing what Adam should have done. We have the privilege of consuming the grace word, the word of grace, Yahushua. And that causes us to be able to live even if we have died. That's what Yahushua said, you shall live even though thou have died. Death doesn't have a hold on us. But prof, you're going to die. If I have a heart attack now and I fall over and I die. Did I die? Yes, I died. But it's only my body that died. Satan has no hold over eternity and my living soul. Because the Bible says that Yahweh is not living in temples that's made by hand. He says your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And that's why we have to live in holiness. Our bodies is not to serve sin. It's not to serve sin. It's to live closer every day in righteousness and in holiness. Why? Because we are kings, sons and priests of Yahweh our Elohim. Kings to rule over the works of Satan today on this earth. That's why we can rebuke and we can heal in the name of Yahushua. Sons who are part of the heirs of Yahushua's promises, which he obtained from his father. And priests, we are priests in our own homes, high priest in our own homes. When we set the pace for our family to follow us in Yahushua, we are ought to lead them to the tree of life, Yahushua. And that's why, and this is happening on earth. Moreover, we're going to expand in authority the moment that we will die and leave this body in a glorified body into heaven. When our spirits will just leave and we will be taken into paradise, because the bride doesn't even go near the realm of Hades or death. No. We are going to paradise to await the coming of Yahushua, where we will become part of the bride of Yahushua. That's another study. So, by being obedient today, we eat of the tree of life every day, the manna from heaven, from Yahweh our Elohim, as he has given manna unto Israel for 40 years while they were traveling the desert, after 430 years of captivity in Egypt. He foresee bread in the way of manna. And today, we have the manna, the bread, Yahushua. He's the bread of life. And the spring or well of eternal waters. And once you drank out of that well, new life, new water of life would spring from within you. What is that? Revelation word. Revelation word. More revelation word. What a blessing once we obtain this life, manna, bread. It makes of us light that shines in the world, in a dark world. Makes us living bread. We are called the salt of the earth. We are called the light into darkness in a dark world. We are to shine. Why? Because you are Yahfist. Living in obedience to the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Therefore, verse 23, Yahweh Almighty sent him, Adam, forth from the Garden of Eden. Now he's cast out. He's to leave the area where he most probably lived for millions of years. We don't know how many years he lived there. Because inside that boundaries there was no sin, there was no death, there was no age or old age. Now all these things is going to play a role in his life or in their lives. And Yahweh is driving them out of this concealed area where they've been kept for so long, living in obedience. Funny that disobedience cost them everything. And that's not all. There's going to be a lot of curses that's going to flow from this disobedience because of Adam and Eve. And we are going to study these disobedience in the next chapter or two in Genesis. You're going to fall out of your chair if we see the overflowing, the consequences of that, what is going to happen in the lives of different people because of disobedience of Adam and Eve. While Adam and Eve was in this confined area, living a life, having a relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh Almighty, every day. The other people outside this confined area called Eden, the Garden of Eden, they multiplied and they filled the earth and they were carrying on with their lives. I'm so glad that we today know that the decisions that we are to make every day also influence the life of other peoples around us. In our homes, my wife or my husband, my children, in my business, in my secular life, in the ministry, wherever, we, as Yahfist, are actually leading a way that very few people ever knew about in this last 2,000 years. Or let me say, the last 1,900 years. This is what the Roman Catholic Church wanted to conceal. They want to close it up. And they tried their utmost best. But Yahweh has foreseen in a way that the bloodline of Yahushua in the revelation names would be alive even into the 21st century and beyond if it's necessary. So we as part of the bride of Yahushua, we are, or we have, the obligation to take this word into a sinful, or the Word, the living Word, into a sinful world. And to proclaim the territory of Satan for the kingdom of Yahushua. We are there to proclaim, to call back everything that Satan has stealed. We need to reclaim it for the glory and the kingdom of Yahushua and Yahweh El Elohim. Therefore the Yahweh sent them, Adam, forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from where they was taken. He had to work the ground. So he drove out the man, that's Adam, and he, who's he? Yahweh Almighty. That he must be a capital H. How? I actually want to say, how stupid can they be? The translators of the Bible doesn't even know where to put a capital H. So he drove. So he, capital H, Yahweh. So he, Yahweh, drove out the man Adam, and he, Yahweh Almighty, placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the two, keep the way of the tree of life. I'm so glad, and I'm ending this part of the study and this week's study with saying, I'm so glad, as full-blooded Yahwist, we don't have cherubims with swords of fire keeping us away from the tree of life. Instead, we have accepted the tree of life, Yahushua, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the Rose of Sharon, the bright morning star, Yahushua, our Redeemer. What a privilege. What a privilege to know him by his revelation name. Till Monday, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.